Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. This is Catherine Kidd. We've been a customer for a few years now, and I had put the last order we had coming, it was going to go out again in April, and my credit card company informed me that they had some kind of an issue or they had a concern, so they changed the number, the credit card number. So if you had wanted to, send out the next supplements, and you had my previous credit card number, you probably were not able to charge it. So we could take another, boxes now, another set of the Omax 3.
Okay. All right. If I can please have your name, and I can
Yeah,
check on that.
sure. It's Catherine, Kathryn Kidd, Kidd.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kidd. And for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
Yes, it's 14 Taft Avenue, Maynard, Massachusetts, 01754.
Okay, thank you so much for that information, Ms. Kidd. I have gotten your account pulled up that shows your name, and also it shows your address here, and you're calling in about the 6-month subscription that you have for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Yes.
And let's see, your next next shipment, excuse me, would be is scheduled for the 19th, which is a couple of days from now.
Okay, that's good. So
Okay.
I didn't miss it then. So you'll need the updated credit card number.
Okay. Okay, the only thing is if I update it today, that means the shipment will go out today.
It will
Is
go
it
out.
okay if it's...
It's okay. It should be all right.
Okay. So what I will do, let me do something here.
I mean, it's okay if it goes out over a weekend, right?
Yes, ma'am, because on Saturdays, I think fulfillment probably fills orders maybe till around noon, and of course there's nothing that's done on Sunday.
But you ship all the time over weekends, right?
Yeah, fulfillment's in Maine, but they probably just does that on Saturdays. I'm not sure if there are any deliveries that go out. Well, there are no deliveries on Sunday, but it shouldn't be an issue at all. Let me just get your subscription pull back up. It shows that you had the 144 subscription. Okay, just passed by the 6 months. Okay, there it is. All right, so it's still no additional shipping or handling.
Okay, that sounds
and
good.
Let me just put, let me get your name here so that I can put that back in. All right, is it another Visa that you're using?
It's a Discover card. Was it on Visa?
This shows a Visa card that ends in 0185.
Okay, let me check that. That one still should be fine.
Okay.
I'm thinking it would be on Discover because we had this problem before because we've had a few different issues where they said they have to send out a new number. Then we change all our, things, anything that was going out automatically on this number. Actually, you can leave it then. It doesn't need to go out.
Okay.
You know, you can leave it to go in out on the 19th. Yeah,
okay.
0185 is the one. Okay, that's fine then.
Okay, so the card that ends in 0185 and it expires 322, you want to leave that Visa in there?
Yeah, that's fine. No
okay.
problem.
Okay.
So that's fine. We're not desperately out. I mean, you know, another day or two is not going to be an issue.
Okay, ma'am. Since it's a new order, it may actually go tomorrow. And if they do not do it by noon, then it won't go out until Monday anyway, which
okay.
is the 19th. Yes, ma'am.
What is the cost to that?
It's $144 even.
Okay. I know it's been going up. I mean, but we've been a regular customer for a while, and it was actually, it went up, you know, if we had had it shipped regularly, I think, from the beginning, it would be less. But there was a couple, as I said, issues with the credit card changes.
Okay.
And so then they raised the price. I don't know if you can do anything with the price for, you know, a long-term customer.
Okay. I see what happened. Your original subscription some years ago was a buy two get one that we no longer had. If there is ever an interruption with the automatic process,
mm-hmm.
As long as the company still offers that promotion, you can continue with it. But it looks like there was an interruption in August of 18.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened, you switched over to what's called the 3-pack. With the 3-pack, that one actually did cost, it shows, about $89.95. So that was the price difference between the original one, which was $84.80. When it shows there was another interruption there in December of 2018, it looks like that was the end of the 3-pack. We no longer have the 3-pack. It may come back sometime soon, but I haven't looked back at the notes. The new subscription is six boxes instead of three. That's why it actually costs more. You don't have to get six boxes, but that's why there's the price difference. It's three additional boxes.
Well, I mean, it just lasts longer if you get six boxes.
Mm-hmm. It does last longer, and actually, in the long run, it helps with saving, because one box, I think, is still around $47.95. That's somewhere in the neighborhood there. So if you order multiple, you know, if you order a subscription or if it's multiple packs like that, you do get a discount.
Yeah, what did you say it was? $7.95?
Some of that cut out. What was that again?
One box is still around, did you say $47.95?
Before the pandemic, it was like $47.95 at regular price if you want to order one box.
Yeah.
And you do get a discount off of that. If you order multiple boxes, it brings it down to let's see, $47.95 times six is
$287.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a significant savings right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. You're all set then.
All right, so that shipment, you can expect a charge.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get back to the page. Where did I go? Okay, there it is. Yeah, you can expect that because it doesn't actually bill to the account until the shipment goes out. So possibly tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then Monday. I don't think it'll stay pending that long, but just to let you know. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we've still got some in the freezer. It's not, you know, but April was a better time frame than, you know, this month was a better time frame than, say, you know, several months
okay.
ago.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, if you find yourself, once you receive this shipment, you always have the option of pausing the account, you know, if you don't want to get over, you know, get over too much there. You can always pause the account. You would just need to call us here. You wouldn't be able to log in and to make adjustments, but you can always do that.
Yeah, my husband is taking it more regularly. I'm kind of swapping off with something else, so that's why.
Okay. Not a problem. People usually adjust the way that they're taking it for one reason or another. That is understandable. It does have multiple uses, of course. But is there anything else that you're needing? Anything else that you're working on health-wise?
Anything else they're working on health-wise? Well, this could be the start of a long conversation.
Oh, well, that's broad, isn't it? Well, we have quite a few products. Usually we talk to people about the products that help with boosting the immune system. Everybody has vitamin D3. I don't see where you've ever ordered that from the company here. It is high potency. But we
Yeah,
also.
I just buy it. I buy it from CVS. I'm taking 5,000 units a day.
Okay.
Try to keep that up. But the things that are going on with us are just for your information. Like we're getting tested for food sensitivities, and I'm going to a naturopath, and he uses a company for testing, actually for testing like micronutrients, vitamins and minerals and all that stuff. And it's called
Okay.
Vibrant America, but they only work with providers, like healthcare providers. So you can't get the testing. Like I got testing done, but like my husband would like to get it done too. I mean, we're doing food sensitivity testings to change and look at what is deficient. Like, you know, and he was very on about getting fish oil, you know, having fish oil and for me. And also I turned out to be very deficient in vitamin C, which was really surprising. But I think it's fairly common actually. You have to keep up eating fruits, lots of fruits and stuff. And then there were several like glutamine, serine, you know, CoQ10. So I'm getting supplements through. But anyway, there's this other company that does food sensitivity testing direct to consumer, so you can get them direct to consumer. It's called Everlywell, and I had actually seen the first time I saw an advertisement for the direct. So you can have your food sensitivities tested, and to modify your diet that way. And my husband did it, and he found out he's sensitive to like lots of things he eats regularly, like dairy, eggs, and chicken, you believe.
Chicken. Everyone eats chicken.
Yeah,
But I'm not laughing at him. But yeah, that's something to find out you're sensitive to.
and these things are all, you know, what they call. This is kind of hokey sounding, but what they call leaky gut syndrome,
Okay.
where these. But what happens is, body, especially as you get older and stuff too, and it's causing immune problems, all these immune deficiency disorders, immune
Is it
disorders.
because of the antibiotic that they mentioned it was because of antibiotics that's in maybe that's in some of the chicken or they didn't mention that?
No, it's really. High, like for me, is turned out to be wheat sensitive, very highly sensitive to wheat, gluten. And I never would have found that out by regular doctors because they don't test for it. But I got psoriasis during the pandemic last year. And it took a long time to actually diagnose it because I couldn't see someone for a while. And it's at that point that I started seeing the naturopath. starts everybody on basically anybody who's immune disorders. He takes a look at wheat sensitivity, gluten, and he puts them on no gluten, no dairy, and low sugar. And so those are the three things he focuses on with immune disorders. These are things that probably everybody, you know, should be doing. I was a big dairy person because, you know, getting a lot of calcium and lots of other stuff from dairy, you know, it's a lot of change to, you know, to change things. But in the long run, we're healthy if we understand what we're sensitive to. They're just putting so much more junk in the food, you know, that these things are going through the roof.
Yeah.
And people are becoming more sensitive. What it is with the leaky gut is that these things, stuff in the food causes more permeability in the gut. And these molecules escape into the bloodstream and the body starts to react. So things are, you know, so there's ways to try to heal it up. And one thing is, you try to reduce all these things you're sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something to think about. Everybody should be having their food sensitivities tested for, but the healthcare system doesn't do that. You have to go on your own, you know, go looking for this stuff on your own. And, it's more like science that it helps to guide you with what you should be taking. There's tons of supplements out there, but they're not all right for everybody, you know?
Right, right.
And, you know, people's diets are different, so you don't always know or get what you need. You don't know you're missing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So until the things eventually go wrong, you know, your health starts declining. Or you don't even know what, you know, you could be like, you know, if you had better, you know, diet that was meeting those needs. I was starting to get, like, bursitis and knee problems and stuff. You know, that inflammation, like, went away after I got off the gluten and the dairy. And now it's more normal, like, age-related, like, but it's not like it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't even know. So I don't know what kind of other supplements you have, but it's probably all set with, you know, getting them from other place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could sell it to yourself. So everlywell.com is a place to get food sensitivity testing done. They run specials all the time. It's a couple hundred dollars to do their whole, like, 200 and some odd tests, you know, the expanded version. But they run on their mailing list. You can get 25% off, like that. They're running a lot of specials. And it's, you know, they send you a test through the mail, you know, with a automatic Lancet thing. You use it, you drip blood on the little spots on a card, send it back to them, a prepaid, you know, USPS envelope, and they come back to you, you know, with the results. And it is actually reviewed by their physician. They have physicians. It's
interesting.
Anyway.
Okay, well, good for you. No, I've never been tested, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, after I got tested and come up so sensitive to gluten, I sent the results to my, you know, primary care physician, and she looked at it and she said, very interesting. She said, let me know how it goes. This is the way it is today. You're in charge of your own health, you know. So, you know, she wouldn't have known, it's not in their toolbox, you know, to recommend anything like that. And people that I know. I mean, they just all have patients and surgeries and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There is other stuff out there.
Right. Okay, well, yes, ma'am. There's lots of information and new technology and new discoveries. So, health-wise, yeah, the food has really changed over the years. Lots more chemicals, lots more toxins.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, the wheat and, you know, the grains that people used to eat, like even over in the Mediterranean, it's not the same type of stuff. It's not the same food. It's not what we were using centuries ago.
Right, depleted soil.
Yeah.
What they're treated with, yep, all of that's involved.
Yeah, they're making food quantity, not quality. You know, you hurt to buy grass-fed, you know, meats and stuff like that, and a good quality stuff, you can do it, you know, local farms or food shares and stuff, and good quality, you know, whole foods, not packaged, not so many packed, you know, and make sure you're getting a lot of vegetables. And a lot of those, you should be buying organic because they have stuff on them too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, help you to stay healthy longer.
Yep, you have to incorporate everything that you know.
That's right. Well, I've taken up your time. God bless you and take care.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. If you do, since you are still currently doing your sensitivity testing, you can visit omaxhealth.com whenever you get a chance. OMAX Health does have wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free products or supplements, I need to say. And our Multimax Whole Foods might be something that you want to take a look at if you're not currently already using a Whole Foods vitamin. But everything, of course, is on our packaging, and you know it's full details on the website. You can always take a look at it if you get a chance.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, I'm glad we took care of that, though. That was on my mind since I knew it was coming up in April sometime.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.